From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Zimbabweans are gathering in Harare and around the country Saturday calling for President Robert Mugabe to leave office following this week's military takeover.
We are Zimbabweans. We're saying to our army, thank you very much for the peaceful intervention. And it's time for the masses of Zimbabwe to say Mugabe must go and must go like yesterday. We can't wait to see his back. And today's solidarity consists of every Zimbabwean.
For us, it's about a new beginning. For us, it's about the end of a tyrant rule. And we are going to take our Zimbabwe back.
Military leaders placed Mugabe under house arrest and have allowed him limited movement while talks on his exit from office unfold. Mugabe is virtually powerless and deserted by most of his allies, and the crowds in Harare on Saturday were making it clear the country was ready to move on without him. Grace Mugabe, his wife, once thought to be her husband's successor, has not been seen in public for more than a week, and her exact whereabouts remains unclear. Lebanon Saad Harari arrived in Paris early Saturday, and the latest twist in a bizarre crisis that leaves the onus or credit on France and its young leader Emmanuel Macron to help solve it. Hariri, whose resignation on Saudi TV earlier this month as Lebanon's prime minister sparked turmoil and skepticism, meets Macron Saturday afternoon. It's unclear if the two leaders will make any remarks to the media. Macron said from Sweden, Hariri will travel to Lebanon in the days or weeks to come. The French president previously dismissed speculation he offered Hariri exile. This is VOA News. At least five people were killed Friday in confrontations between Kenyan police and supporters of opposition leader Raila Odinga, as tensions over the disputed presidential election continued to simmer. Get more in the story from Millar Sega.
Police fired live rounds and tear gas to prevent Odinga's convoy from making its way from the airport to Nairobi's main park so he could address supporters after returning from a trip overseas. Earlier this week, police warned they would not allow a ceremony to welcome Odinga back from speaking engagements abroad. Opposition legislators had urged supporters to come out more than 1 million strong. Police said five people were killed by mobs that stoned them to death when they were caught stealing during the confrontations. But mortuary attendants and eyewitnesses said police shot them. The nullification of Kenya's August election was the first time a court in Africa had overturned a presidential vote. At least 70 people have died in political unrest since then, the majority opposition demonstrators shot by police during protests. Millar Sega, VOA News.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan used an address on Friday to party officials in Ankara as an opportunity to launch a blistering attack on Washington's Syria policy. We get more from Dorian Jones.
Turkish pro-government media repeatedly have accused Washington of being behind the Islamic State. Such conspiracy theories got a boost on reports the Syrian Kurdish militia and U.S. forces had agreed to allow hundreds of Islamic State fighters with their families to leave the besieged Syrian city of Raqqa. U.S.-Turkish relations could be further strained, with Erdogan reiterating his call Friday for the removal of Syrian Kurdish forces in Afrin, a Syrian enclave on Turkey's border. The Turkish president repeatedly has warned that a military operation would be launched against Afrin. Erdogan, on Friday, also announced Turkish forces have withdrawn from a NATO military drill in retaliation for slights made to him and the founder of the Turkish state, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, by other soldiers participating in the exercise. Erdogan warned there could be no alliance if it behaves like that. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Australia's main medical association called on Saturday for the government to allow independent doctors and other health experts to help more than 400 asylum seekers hold up in a recently closed detention center in Papua New Guinea. The asylum seekers have shut themselves inside the Australian-run Manus Island Center for the past 18 days, defying attempts by Australia and Papua New Guinea to close it in a standoff the United Nations describes as a looming humanitarian crisis. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.